From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The judge overseeing the case of a man charged with killing three people and injuring others at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic says details of the shooting should stay sealed. Judge Gilbert Martinez told the Colorado Supreme Court not to make public affidavits involving Robert Deere's arrest in the search of his home. Martinez's 116-page filing says media don't have a First Amendment right to access court records, and releasing the details could jeopardize Deere's case. The filing came after news outlets petitioned the state's high court to reverse Martinez's order sealing the documents, arguing the public has a constitutional right to monitor the court system. Prosecutors have charged Deere with 179 counts, including murder, attempted murder, and assault. Colorado's top legislative leaders are calling on the U.S. Senate to move ahead with the nomination of a new United States Supreme Court justice. Benta Berkland has more.
Republicans in the U.S. Senate want to block any potential nominee put forth from President Barack Obama, but Republican State Senate President Bill Cadman thinks Congress should do its job and calls the political posturing unfortunate. He says the confirmation process would also give the GOP more leverage to help shape the pick. Democratic House Speaker Dickey Lee Hollinghorst also wants the U.S. Senate to move forward.
This is a constitutional requirement of the President of the United States.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the next president should select a new appointee to the nation's highest court, and others in the GOP think taking it up now would cause a political circus in an election year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.